We're down at the start line with Richard Lees from Manchester City Council. Huge day for the city, as it always is. So much more special this year, though, than years gone by because of what an eventful week it's been.
Well, it's always been a very special day, very special weekend. Clearly, this weekend, even more special. We got off to a fantastic start on Friday night with the Great City Games. This morning already, we've had half marathon. We've had the kids running through the city centre, and even for the half marathon, so at 9 o'clock in the morning, the crowds are already there down at the finishing line, and it's going to be absolutely heaving. And of course, we're all here for one reason, really, and it is this act of defiance, act of solidarity. It's a community coming together to share the grief of the those who lost their lives and their families, but also to say Manchester will not be beaten by terrorism. And this is a wonderful opportunity this weekend for us to show that.
And it's brilliant to see how people have turned out with that solidarity, with that positive thinking that, you know, things will go on, and this city, as it always does, will make people proud.
Well, there's always a fear, given the events of last Monday night, when there is a real fear around, let's be have no doubt about that it will keep people away. It's had the opposite effect all through the week, actually, but it's the opposite effect of people really want to be here to stand up and be counted.
We've also got Manchester poet Tony Walsh with us, Longfellow poet on Twitter, if you follow him. Fantastic the other day, had huge emotion. I mean, personally, from my heart, yeah. You had me welling up. But it's great to have you involved here. And I know a lot of Mancunians feel that you have done a great job of sort of showing what we're all feeling, how proud we are of this city.
That's very humbling to hear that. The reaction around the world, the reaction here in Manchester has been really something special. And as Sir Richard says, on behalf of the families, on behalf of this amazing community here. And we're down here today, a tremendous show of strength, solidarity, defiance. But let's also remember a tremendous organisational challenge for the organisers, for the two councils, for Manchester City Council. And let's salute the council and all the organisers here today.
Yeah, it's a great point, Richard. I mean, an event like this takes a huge amount of planning and preparation at the best of times. With what's happened this week, there's that extra vigilance, that extra security, and yet everyone is doing their job very well.
Well, it's a conversation I had with Brendan Foster earlier in the week, on Tuesday, when he was thinking this was never going to happen. And I said to Brendan, it's not whether it's going to happen, it's how we make it happen. And again, the council's working with the security services, working with the organisers, have done a tremendous job to make sure that it does happen, and we will have a great day today. It's not a day of celebration, though. It's going to have a bit of a somberness about it that we haven't had on previous occasions, because there's a very serious purpose to being here, and that serious purpose is that solidarity and seeking strength in each other that Tony talked about.
And I know, Tony, you're going to get up there and say a few words to people before they set off, if they need any extra motivation.
I have a poem that people may or may not have heard to do today. I wrote it for the run, commissioned by the run 2 years ago. It went out on the BBC then, called Do Something. As happened with my poem the other night, it gains new resonances, new meanings today. I've changed the words a little bit, but it should send the runners off round the course full of pride, full of love, full of Manchester spirit.
Let's hope so. We wish you all the best. Thank you very much for talking to us.